Welcome to the Balanced Wellness Solutions Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Courtney Ciccoletti, your pharmacist turned functional medicine practitioner and integrative nutrition health coach. I'm on a mission to help others find alternative solutions to the chronic issues that far too often consume our lives. Balance is an individual journey that looks different for everyone. So on this show, I sit down with other leaders in the wellness space to discuss ways you can achieve it. We tackle topics like recovering from chronic illness, developing habits to improve mental health, and even how natural remedies like CBD can help aid in the healing process. It's time to find a solution to balance your wellness. Welcome back, everyone. Today, I am here again with Dr. Trish Francetich, who, if you all remember, was on episode 38, where we talked about rapid transformational therapy. Trish has spent 20 years in the profession as a pharmacist and is transitioning into entrepreneurship as a rapid transformational therapist. So welcome, Trish. How are you today?
Hey, Courtney, Dr. Courtney, how are you? I'm doing great.
That's awesome. I am so excited to talk to you today, especially about my results. If for those listeners that did not listen to episode 38, I suggest that you do. At the end of the episode, we talked about me doing a session, which I did, and we're going to talk about those results today. But Trish, if you could just give a little bit of a background of what RTT is, and, you know, just for the listeners that didn't hear that episode, if they want to go back and really dive into the details, but just a little bit of an explanation, and then we will dive into results in your book and all of this good stuff that we have to talk about.
Absolutely. So I know we talked at length about RTT on the last, our last podcast we did together, but basically it's just this award-winning, it's an innovative method of hypnotherapy that was created and refined over the last 30 years by international therapist Marissa Peer. What it does is it just combines all the positive aspects of advanced hypnosis, hypnotherapy with psychotherapy or talk therapy, cognitive behavioral therapy, neuro-linguistic programming, and neuroscience, of course. So it helps clients gain powerful insights into their subconscious mind. And it's good for, you know, the ability to access these deep-rooted emotions, thoughts, beliefs that are driving our subconscious behaviors, habits, and actions like every day. So it's helpful in a lot of things. So any, you know, self-sabotage is what I used it for on myself, getting out of my role, my career as a pharmacist and doing this, you know, so it really helped me kind of get out of my own way and build a business. So that's really what I help people with too, is, entrepreneurs who are just looking at, you know, why are they self-sabotaging themselves? But I've worked with children for, you know, performance and confidence in school and people with anxiety. I've done a lot of, you know, stuff with that, you know, with RTT. It's very helpful, but there's so many things RTT is good for.
That's awesome. And today we're going to talk about my results and my anxiety. As if anybody has listened to any episodes or knows me as a person, I am one anxious lady. I've suffered with anxiety for most of my life, starting in my early 20s. And yeah, I always tell my story of how I would just get random panic attacks and I was always on an SSRI to control it. And with the exception when I was pregnant with my son, but I would just get these random feelings that would happen throughout the day. And I found CBD about 6-7 years ago, which was controlling, which I was able to go off medication and was able to use that on the daily to help that those feelings of anxiety. And now, even after our session, I can say that I don't even need my CBD every day, which is really a big step for me in my life. So I thank you for that.
Yes, that is awesome. That is a big, I mean, you know, small and big changes, but that is a big, big change.
It definitely is. So I want to dive in, and I want you to, I guess, almost maybe a question and answer session, or I don't know how to do it. I want the listeners to know my experience and what basically you do and what you did for me that brought these different feelings back from different parts of my life that I didn't even know after you put me under hypnosis. So maybe explain a little bit of the process of what you did to put me under hypnosis, and then the things that basically that drove me to these points where, you know, where I never thought that when we were talking about anxiety, when you ask me questions, and it took me to places that, you know, to different experiences in my life that I never would have even ever thought were things.
Yeah. So do you recall during our session, you know, basically I put you in a very relaxed state of hypnosis, and you are always in control. You know, you were in control during that session, right? And you remember everything afterwards. And so in this relaxed state, basically, I just guide you to access your subconscious mind. And we go back to scenes from your childhood and from your life. It doesn't necessarily have to be your childhood, but in your case, it was, I believe, the three scenes that you went back to. And we're basically finding out like where these deep beliefs that you have, maybe what's causing the anxiety, what's driving that anxious behavior, you know, where that came from. And so we're looking at these scenes like with your adult eyes, right? And I'm basically just guiding you and in those scenes, and you come up with those scenes, right? Like your mind knows what scenes to come up with. It's just amazing. And that would be interesting to hear like your experience from that. But to also sum it up, we go through the scenes, and then we use some other methods of, you know, looking at those beliefs, looking at those scenes, and taking the feelings that you had in those scenes, which is driving your behavior today. And we basically reframe those, and you're doing all the work, you're connecting all the dots. And then we take those three scenes and we look at those three scenes and we look at the behavior that you have today. In your case, it was the anxiety. And we are coming up with a common theme. And then we just go in there and we talk about those scenes. We just transform those beliefs, right? We transform how those scenes are today, looking at those, and we basically eliminate them. You know, we're saying we're going to reframe it. We're going to like look at it, shed new light on it. And then, you know, I give you a hypnosis that you listen to. I do the transfer. I call it the transformation. And that's what that's like the end. That's kind of winding down the session after we do all the detective work and reframing. And then we do the hypnosis. And then the hypnosis, well, you're in hypnosis. I'm sorry. You're in hypnosis during the whole time, right? It's just the end. We're doing the actual transformation. And that's what you're going to listen to for 21 days. I always tell people, you know, listen to it more often. We'll maybe get into that a little later, but why that is. But Marissa is always like, just 21 days. So if you want to talk about maybe the scenes that came up, or maybe not necessarily go into great detail, but just how that was for you, you know, coming up with those scenes when they first came into your, you know, when they first came to you, when I was guiding you, like what that was like.
So first of all, to just explain to the listeners, you know, people think hypnosis, even when I told people that I did it, they were like, wait, what? Like, you know, like mind blown. And I'm like, yeah, I'm like, it sounds like it's crazy. But if anybody that's ever even done a meditation or some kind of guided meditation, it's kind of the same feeling. So yes, you're in complete control. You're aware of what's going on. It's not like voodoo-y where it's like, whoa, what just happened to me? I just was roofied. It was literally like I knew what was going on the entire time, but it was like I was almost like not in my body, like, but I was there and present, but at the same time, it made everything so much clearer. Like I could feel things, I could almost feel with my senses the things that were happening that you guided me to, you know, the different situations, the questions that you asked me that led me to these scenes that we discussed. And, you know, for me, it was kind of wild because I was in the three scenes, two of them were, one was early childhood, one was like teenager, and one was like early adulthood. And it was crazy that they were three scenes that the one I really understood, but the first two were like things that happened that really I didn't even really remember. Like, you know, like things that I don't think I thought about too much since they actually happened. And just scenes that, you know, in my life where interactions with people that made me feel, you know, sad, like I felt sadness, or I felt, I don't know, unworthy, or I felt that somebody was unkind. And that it was, you know, it was interesting to me because it wasn't something that I really feel like made a whole huge impact on my life. But as you were guiding me, when you were, you know, telling me what to think and you know, what takes you to this place. And, you know, it was just interesting, the scenes that came up to me that I never would have thought impacted me so much. So that was really interesting. And, you know, looking at that, like I said, two of them were like, what the heck? And the third one made a lot of sense to me. And, you know, it was interesting, and it was pretty cool how you guided me through everything. And then the audio that I listen to every day, it's been 6 weeks now since we had our session. So I listen to it every day since. So I'm obviously past the 21 day mark. And I have to say, sometimes I even listen to it more than once a day, just, you know, it's just very uplifting. Your voice is very soothing. It's just positive affirmation for me. It's just positive. Even we did that. We went over, we came up with what, 10, 12 affirmations that, you know, that you say to me while I'm listening to it, that we both came up with, that you asked me what are powerful things for me to repeat as affirmations. So while I'm under hypnosis, really feeling them and believing them and empowering me to say, these are the things that I need in my life to overcome these negative feelings that are causing and triggering the anxiety in my life.
Yeah. Do you want to talk a little bit about like how you felt maybe about 14 days into listening to your hypnosis? Cause you reached out to me and, you know, and I'm also here to guide you. I do some coaching. And what was that like for you when you got to about that 2 week mark?
So for me, I felt like after day one, day two, I felt my anxiety levels change, like almost like go vanish. Like they just, like after 2 days, I felt like, I was like, this is a weird feeling. I just didn't feel that internalizing, like I'm going to burst and have to get these feelings out. That went away almost instantaneously. And then I remember reaching out to you about 2 weeks in, and I felt like I had a voice that I never had before. And I don't know if that voice has gotten me in trouble, but I feel like I started kind of more speaking up for myself instead of internalizing things that normally would induce anxiety for me, where, you know, something would happen, whether it be, you know, with family, with friends, at work, whatever the case may be, things that I normally would just kind of internalize and say, okay, whatever, you know, I'll do it myself, or, you know, don't worry about it. Just keep your mouth shut and just let it go. And I felt like I more had a voice and opened my mouth on things, not, I don't want to say calling people out like it was a negative thing, but, you know, just kind of just, you know, reaching out and being like, okay, this isn't okay. Or, you know, this is the way that something needs to happen. Or why are you being unkind? Or like, why is this happening? So I feel like I shifted a little bit there, where I think when I first reached out to you, I was like, I think I'm angry.
Yeah.
But, you know, with the more I thought about it, I was just kind of standing up for myself and opening my mouth and, you know, not letting that anxiety just fester inside. I was kind of addressing situations as they came about. And I don't know, I thought that was pretty cool. Like definitely the shift in my behavior.
Right. And you also said that you felt, you reached out and you said, I don't know why, but I'm listening to my hypnosis and I'm starting to, like, I'm not believing, like I want to, like I'm resisting what you're saying to me, and, or just feeling a little agitated. And talk about that a little bit and what that experience was like for you, because there's actually a reason for that.
So I feel like that, and that has been definitely like right around that mark, like I reached out to you then, and then right around that mark was when that kind of started happening. So the affirmations where we talked about that are, you know, that are reinforcing all of these good things, all of these positive things, almost like to the point where I questioned you, because I asked you, I was like, you know, am I really under hypnosis when I'm, maybe perhaps are these the times when I'm doing my audio and I'm not totally under hypnosis? Because why am I arguing with myself in my brain? For the past several weeks, I've been like doing it. I've been like, yes, this is great. I'm moving forward, and I notice a change. And then it kind of shifted to like negativity, more like me definitely absolutely resisting, saying, well, if this were true, this wouldn't be happening, or you know, I'm hearing these things about myself, and it's like, I know that they're true, but if they were true, you know, why is this happening in my life? It wasn't resonating, where things, negative things were happening in my life, and they weren't holding true to the things that I was listening to and believing. I was feeling like I wasn't believing them, and I was almost like resisting them, saying, no, this isn't, no, no, no. I would hear the affirmation and I would say, okay. And then I would be like, but it's not, it's not this way, or no, I'm not this way, or, you know, and yes, I was absolutely resistant to it, almost like arguing with myself in my head.
Yeah. Yes. And there's actually, that is called cognitive dissonance. That's what we're experiencing. And that's a psychology term. And it's basically, you know, the mind can't hold two conflicting beliefs. And so when you're that few days into it, you know, it's like, you've got this, And I'll explain the neuroscience behind it in a minute, but you've basically got your old belief, the anxiety and what you associate with the anxiety. And then you've got these new thoughts, these new beliefs that you're listening to and the hypnosis, and they're the total opposite. And your brain, you know, is like your subconscious, you're fighting it basically, because you've got this old neural pathway. And let me just stop here and say, if you want to know more about this, this is neuroplasticity. And Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about this. And if you want to, you know, look him up on YouTube, he actually explains it really well. But basically what we're doing is we've got this old pathway, these old beliefs. You can look at them as this old belief. And then you've got this new pathway that we're actually creating. And this old pathway is like, it's wanting to still be around, you know, it's wanting to still be there. It's like your mind loves what's familiar, you know, and that's what's familiar to you is your old way of being. And so it's kind of like, that's where the resistance comes from. So if you can just hang on, and then pass that 21 day mark, and even at 21 days, this is what neuroscience tells us, what we've discovered. At 21 days, you have the two neural pathways. You have the old pathway, you still have it, and you have the new pathway. And if you continue to listen to it after, I'd say, up to 67 days, because science also tells us that it takes about anywhere from 21 to 67 days to create a new habit. So a new thought, a new neural pathway. And so that's what you're doing. If you can look at it as like you're building this new pathway, it's going to take around day 40. Well, let me back up. At day 21, you've got the two pathways. At this point, and this is why I recommend listening to it longer, because at this point, you know, you can go either way. You can either go right back to where you were if you stop listening, or you can go, you know, this new pathway. You've got the two pathways. If you continue listening, like around day 40, this old pathway, it is like it's pruning away. Like it's falling away. And then you have this new pathway. And if you continue, then you'll just have the new pathway around, you know, day 60 or so, that old pathway is pretty much gone completely. And so you have these new beliefs. So if you can hang in there and continue with all the resistance and all that stuff, then you're going to be home free. You're going to be a new person. You're going to be transformed.
And I love that. And I want to say that, you know, it's not every day that I get that I have this. It's back and forth. I have times when I listen and it's a great experience. And then I have times where I'm like, why am I doing this? It's like that self-sabotage of what am I doing? Stop it. Like, stop doing this. And I have to say yesterday, and to even to the listener, so, you know, Trish and I were going to record this yesterday, and I was just having a day where I wasn't feeling good physically and emotionally, and I just was not in a good spot. And Trish said, why don't we just reschedule? Why don't we do this another day? And I said, okay, we'll do it tomorrow. But she could see that I was struggling. And she said, do you have some time right now? And she did a quick little, she put me under hypnosis and we did a little self-love. She guided me through, it was just 15 minutes. And it was just, it really turned my day around. It put me into a different perspective. And I felt like it was the deepest hypnosis rather than like from my initial therapy with her initially. And when I do my audio and go under hypnosis every day, it was deeper than any of that. And it really put a different spin on my day. It really kind of, I was in this funk and it really just kind of turn things around. And it was cool because I really needed it. And as my friend, she could see me on a Zoom call that I really needed it. And I have to say, when I listened last night to my audio, it was back to the positivity. So it's just amazing what this can do, just to retrain your brain, you know?
Yes. Yes. And I could see like you after that yesterday, how relieved you were. It's just getting you out of that fight or flight, right? When you're so upset and you got the stress going on, and it really takes you out of that. And that's where the magic happens, is like getting you out of that sympathetic, right? That sympathetic state.
Yep, it sure did. It really did. And no, I know you noticed it on my face, and it totally helped me. And I thank you for that. It changed the perspective of my day. And then here we are now today, back rescheduling, talking, and it's just amazing. And then again, like I said last night, it was a positive experience where I wasn't arguing with myself.
Yes.
Which I tend to do, where it's like, no, it's like that stop it thing that we've talked about too, you know. Yes. Where, you know, when you get yourself in that place where you know what's the right thing, you know that you have the power to do this, you know all of these great things, but for some reason that's that darn self-sabotage where it's like, no, you can't do this, or you're not good enough to do this, or why are you even bothering? And then it's like, no, stop it.
Yes. And you know, that's a good point, because you know, we worked on your anxiety and self-sabotage. You know, with RTT, we just work on one issue at a time. But self-sabotage, I mean, it's like an umbrella, right? You know, you've got all this stuff that falls under self-sabotage. How do we self-sabotage ourselves? And this is what's really interesting to me, because it can be layers, you know, layers. So we just worked on the anxiety. So we're peeling back the layers, and you're finding, you know, like you said, you experienced a little bit of anger. You thought, might it be anger? And, you know, and all this stuff, all these changes, you know, so you're going to have some emotion going on with this. And this is something we can, you know, we can look at once you get the anxiety where you want it to be, or where it's no longer there for you. We can start working on, you know, the self-sabotage and how that's showing up, how the self-sabotage shows up. I mean, self-sabotage can be like, you could experience imposter syndrome, you could experience perfectionism, procrastination is a form of self-sabotage, you know, anything that's sabotaging your efforts, like even if it's like binge eating or being healthy. I mean, these are some other things. So that's a, you know, self-sabotage is just an umbrella, you know, for all this stuff that falls under that. So finding out where you self-sabotage, and this is where I love to work with people on self-sabotage because I had so many layers of self-sabotage. And we won't get into that today because it's like a whole nother episode, right?
It is. But you know what? It is. But I will say, just for to put myself out there to help people, because I know that my anxiety throughout my life has been, you know, whatever. There's different seasons of life where there's different stress factors, and we all have them, you know, no matter who of my patients, my clients that I sit down with, whether we're sitting down talking about gut health, you know, anxiety and stress factors come in. It's life. There's so many different components of things going on, and, you know, things that, you know, that do create sadness and loss. And, you know, putting it out there for me, a lot of people still don't even know. I just had a very short marriage. I was married in June of 2021, and we separated in March of 22. And it was sudden. It was unexpected. It was quick. And, you know, some of it I'm still processing. It's still very new. And that's something that I didn't really look at as like a state of like, oh, I'm anxious about that. Cause it's something that you don't really think of, like, you know, that's creating an anxiety type feeling. But when you pile it on, and there's so many different components, like you said, you know, I'm an entrepreneur. I still work in the pharmacy setting. You know, I'm a mom, I'm a daughter, I'm a sister, I'm a friend, and all of these components of things that you don't really think of anxiety, but it kind of sometimes becomes overwhelmed when you're caring for other people or you're worried about other people. And it can become that anxious feeling. And it's like, where does it stem from? Like, where is it all coming from that you need to learn where to like channel it. So I feel like for me, just to let people know that, you know, things that you wouldn't ever even think of that can induce anxiety in your life, even as a child, another child being mean to you and unkind can trigger anxiety later in life. And for me, it just, you know, I think it's amazing how all of this, you know, came to fruition and all kind of laid itself out. But just to kind of be an open book for people, anybody that could help or benefit that has any kind of stress factors in their life and that it's coming out in anxiety, you know, Trish can absolutely help you.
Yes. And you know what, Courtney, it's like with anxiety, it's not going to get rid of like all the stress, right? But it's going to help you. It's going to give you the tools to deal with the anxiety when it comes up, when that comes up for you. So it's not going to, you know, it's not going to have the hold over you that it once had. It's making you more resilient. And really it has RTT, like working on yourself, you know, it ends up having this ripple effect in your life. Like you said, like, so you might not notice like the changes right away, but you look back, sometimes you look back and you're like, whoa, you know, I worked on this, but my relationships are better. I'm calmer. I have this different outlook right now, you know? So there are ripple effects. And, you know, me, I've just been working. I work on one thing at a time, you know, and I do a hypnosis every day. I'm always constantly trying to improve, and because I had a lot of blocks, I had a lot of things to work through, and I still have things to work through, and we will. I mean, you know, we're humans, you know, we're constantly growing and evolving, and it's a journey, you know, so we're always always working on ourselves. And this is amazing. This just accelerates the process. I mean, this just helps you heal faster, really.
It does. And like you just said the key word, it gives you the tools, it gives you the resources to work through things so that you're not just internalizing things and it's coming out in certain ways. You're able to work through things and to improve the quality of your life and, you know, and actually turn your anxiety into power and get through your day and get through whatever struggle that you're having. You know, learning how to overcome it and learning how to deal with it differently, whether it be, you know, just taking a deep breath or whether it's saying an affirmation and, you know, and truly believing it, you know, that, you know, this is what's happening, but this is what I need to happen. And, you know, I'm working through each individual, you know, situation. So I think it's so powerful, and I recommend anybody that is struggling with all of the things that you said, whether it be anxiety, whether it be, you know, like you said, with performance, with kids, whether it be addiction, or, you know, whatever it is that you can help people with. I think that it's so, so powerful. And you can find the information in the show notes too, to contact Trish if you want to work with her. She can do everything completely via Zoom, and that we are not local to each other. So everything that we've done has been on Zoom, and it works just as well when you're not in person. So I can attest to that. But I want to talk about your book. Tell everybody about your book.
Yeah. So the book, it's actually, stories collected by Dr. Christina, pharmacist. She's the pharmacist coach, and it's a collaborative effort. So I just have like a part in it, but there's, 19 other amazing women, or there's 19 total. And then there's Christina who shares her story in there as well, but it's moving beyond the counter. We're all pharmacists, and basically, it's moving beyond the counter, elevating into heart-centered healthcare through entrepreneurship. So it's just our stories of how we transitioned, how we pivoted. You know, for me, just speaking for myself, but most of the women in here, you know, they wanted something more. They felt like they were here to do more, to make a bigger impact. And I know, just speaking for myself, being in community retail pharmacy for 20 years, I just wasn't making the impact that I know that I can make, or that I'm here to make, right? And so I'm doing this with RTT, and I've finally found my passion. And it's great. It's amazing. So we're having, our book's out now. It actually came out over a month ago, but we're doing, we've done a virtual book signing. Now we're going to be doing an in-person book signing November 12th and in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So I'm going to be attending that, and it's fabulous. So it's already out. It's on Amazon. You can get a copy. That would be great if you would support us. And yeah.
What is the title of the book?
So it's called Moving Beyond the Counter, Elevating. That's the title, Moving Beyond the Counter, but it's elevating into heart-centered healthcare through entrepreneurship. So
that's awesome. And we will have a link in the show notes too, where you can click on to Amazon to purchase, for if you want to go on and either get a Kindle version or the hard copy.
Yes. Yes. That would be great.
I'm so excited for you. I'm so proud of you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for being on today. And thank you for all of the ways that you've helped me and continue to help me. I appreciate you so much. I am so grateful for you as a friend, as a colleague. You are amazing, and you are doing great things for people. And keep up the good work, keep doing it. And for anybody that wants to reach out, you'll have all the information in the show notes to reach out to Trish and to get her book.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. And you are doing amazing things too, Dr. Courtney.
Thank you so much, my darling. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much for listening to the Balanced Wellness Solutions podcast. Please leave a 5-star review if anything in this show spoke to you, or share this show with a friend to spread the word and help others find the balance they may also be searching for. Make sure to follow along with me on LinkedIn or Instagram at Dr. Courtney with a K, Ciccoletti, or check out my website at www.wellness-solutions.co to find out how we can possibly work together. Be well.